from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Work begins this week on rehabilitating two bridges in Timmins as part of Connecting Link reconstruction. The Connecting Link coordinator for City Hall, Eric Rice, says it involves the Metagami Bridge connecting Algonquin Boulevard and Riverside Drive and the bridge near the Ontario Government Complex in Porcupine. Rice says the contractor will reinforce the barriers between the sidewalks and the roadways before replacing the pavement on the roads. They will remain open, but only one lane in each direction.
They're going to do the first, so let's say the south side first while the traffic's on the north side. So the traffic will still be on asphalt. They're going to pave the south side after they're done all their little rehabs, and then the traffic will run on the south side.
Rice adds that the contractor aims to have the work done by September. Unlocking the North's potential is the focus for the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities this week. The group's annual conference is taking place in Sudbury. Over 250 delegates will be there, along with provincial ministers and associate ministers of mining, transportation, natural resources, long-term care, and more. Ontario's NDP and Liberal leaders are also scheduled to speak. Other sessions include an update from Ontario Northland and Sudbury's approach to homelessness. The cost of sending a letter just got higher. The postage rate increase by Canada Post took effect today. The price of a single domestic stamp is up 8 cents to $1.15. For stamps in bulk, which represent most sales, the rate is now 99 cents per stamp, an increase of 7 cents. This is only the third increase in the last decade. This is Emergency Preparedness Week, and Canada's National Public Alerting System will be sending out a test alert to most Canadians. Ontario is the exception, with the Alert Ready test happening on radio, TV, and wireless devices next Wednesday, the 15th. The test for the rest of the country is this Wednesday. Our Timmins history feature lately has dealt with Hollinger mine houses built early in the days of the mining camp, specifically for management people. They're still in the Hill District on Tamarack and other streets. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says they had small bedrooms, sometimes several of them, and formal dining rooms.
Placement of the kitchens were also important if there was staff, because some of the superintendents would have staff that, in their home, so either a cook or maid or somebody who lived in to take care of the place. So there were some of those quarters that you can still see within some of the homes.
Our continued thanks to Karen Bachman and her encyclopedic memory for making our weekly history story possible. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.